If you're meeting up with someone and they text you that they're going to be a few minutes late, how late do you expect them to be?
15 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say 15. That's a good number.
Up to 15 max.
There you go. Yeah.
A popular website polled 5,000 people about that, and the top answer was 5 to 10 minutes late.
Sorry, I meant something else when I texted you that then.
I'm always late, so I would expect at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, just change the starting time.
Late? I know what that means.
51% of people said that in the 5 to 10 minute window. Okay. Almost a quarter said it should be 10 to 30 minutes late.
Okay.
That's a pretty big window.
30 is pushing it. 30 is like you need to call and be like, I'm running so late. You know, go do something else for a minute.
I think 30 is more than just I'm late. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm really behind right
now. Right. Like, it's more than just like I'm a little bit late. It's I'm ruining the entire day right
now. Not ruining it. Not until like an hour.
We're going to miss appetizers.
Yeah. And 3% said running a few minutes behind means they'll be more than a half an hour late.
Whoa, that's not a surprise.
That group was made entirely of Gen Zers.
Dude, no, whatever. I would say that is my best friend. I literally just don't plan on her ever showing up. I'm like, hey, I'm going to, like, let's say dinner. I'll be there at 6. She comes for dessert at 7 o'clock.
Okay. You just go and
She's terrible. She's so terrible.
So you're not late, though, if all your friends show up 45 minutes late. Yeah. That's what happens for me.
That's true. Yeah. Then you're kind of, like, on time.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the fashionably late thing, where you don't show up to the party exactly when it starts.
Yeah.
I'm still just waiting.
Jeffrey's still learning that.
Yeah, my party.
Right. If you have dinner reservations at 6, it means really they're at 7:30.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff literally showed up with his parents early.
Well, rookie mistake.
So I know what you're all wondering. Does that mean we're late today?
Don't you say it! Wait, the music didn't hit.
No, actually, we're right on time for the shot caller question of the day.
So let's do it. I was waiting
for it the whole time.
It's got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shot caller last. And I got Brooke. Grandma Shark doo doo.
Okay, that's
cute.
Grandma
Shark doo doo.
My kids are like four.
Grandma Shark.
All right, stop it.
How are you going to put the shot collar on those
Shut up, Jose.
Brooke's putting on the shot collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shot collar question of the day.
I know most people in this room have cut the cord and gotten rid of cable, besides Jose, who still has it and multiple satellite dishes as a backup.
Yeah, I had Jake over and he was amazed at how many channels I had.
But overall, it's safe to say people aren't watching live TV as much as they used to.
Yeah, for sure.
In fact, of the top 30 most watched television series finales of all time, only 3 happened after the year 2000. And hint, 1 happened in the year 2005. Tell me the 3 series finales that I'm talking about.
I know one right away.
What?
Friends.
That's a good one. Was that the 2000s?
Friends started mid-90s, so it would have ended in the 2000s.
Yeah, I was also going to say
Seinfeld. Because I remember when Seinfeld ended, and it was like an event, you know?
Yeah, I remember that too, but I don't think that was the 2000s, was it?
Yeah, I thought Seinfeld started in like the late 80s.
I thought it was running the same time that Friends was.
No. I think he's right. It was like 89, like the last year.
I feel like I was...
But I think I remember Sopranos. It wasn't 89, everyone for sure. talking about 90s. The Sopranos... They didn't like the final ending. That's why they talked about it.
But the Sopranos are on HBO. Couldn't you always like not watch it live on HBO?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because the whole point was it's live.
Live TV.
And I don't know. I mean, I didn't have HBO when the Sopranos were on.
Yeah, I never watched it.
So I don't know if you could like watch back.
I think most people didn't have HBO when the Sopranos were on.
Oh.
And that's why the viewership is much lower. It's something that people caught on to after it was done.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Did he say what type of show? Because American Idol was huge in the beginning. It'd be the season finale. It wasn't the show finale, but it was the season finale every year.
You're right. That's actually tricky because we don't think about those as like TV shows.
Let's get the question one more time.
Of the top 30 most watched television series finales of all time, only 3 have happened after the turn of the century. All of them aired on major networks, and each of them had more than 30 million viewers. Should you receive a golden guess for this since we're in the golden age of television?
Yes.
The answer is no.
Oh.
Please continue pontificating on your own.
Pontificating.
Okay, so one I was thinking, I don't know if it's of all time, but was the Modern Family season finale pretty big or not big enough?
It was. I feel like it was post like subscription services though. I feel like these need to be like pre-subscription services.
Anything that was later in the game, cable's going to be way too prevalent where everybody has DVR already. Sure. You have a million different channel options.
You're not watching it live.
Right. And
you're
so this has to be early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't even record it or anything. You're saying like you had to sit down and watch
One show that always slips my mind that I always think is way older than it actually is Frasier. Frasier came out in the 90s and ended in the early 2000s.
Frasier was the same time as Seinfeld.
No, it wasn't. No, it was later. And that I felt the same way. It feels like a really ancient show, but it was actually not that long ago.
I don't think it was big enough to have like a huge series finale. I mean, I think you got to think like classics, The Office. Okay, I'm gonna put that on the list.
That's late 2000. That's like that ended in 2014 or something like that.
Yeah, but it was before we had streaming and of this type of stuff.
The series ended without Michael Scott.
Yeah, I stopped watching.
And nobody wanted to see it after he left.
I'm a bad Office fan. I'm one of those guys.
I would go with Hannah Montana over The Office. Like that was
good
stuff. That final episode where Hannah learns to twerk. Life changing.
I think you're wrong. I think The Office is on there.
What about Lost? Lost was huge in the early 2000s.
Lost was huge. You have to consider
everybody was talking about Lost.
And it was on ABC, and it was like everyone had to watch every week and talked about it.
I'm going to say Friends.
Good.
Right. I'm going to say The Office.
Bad.
Bad. Really bad.
And I'm going to say Sopranos.
Lost.
Sopranos.
Okay.
Boo.
Ooh.
Okay. Sorry, I mean, read the question. Read the answer.
Out of the top 30 most watched television series finales of all time, three finales happened after the year 2000. And according to my guy, Neil Nielsen, at the Television Ratings Academy, those shows were...
You know him, huh?
Airing... good friend. Airing in 2004 with 52.5 million viewers was Friends. You got
Yay.
That correct.
Very good.
Nice.
Very good, Brooke.
Also airing in 2004 with 33.7 million viewers, arguably the most successful spin-off show of all time, Frasier.
I didn't know it was that big.
The final thing I have on my list, airing in 2005 with 32.9 million viewers, was Everybody Loves Raymond.
Forgot about that one.
Lost only had 13.5 million viewers, and The Office had a paltry 5.7 million viewers.
Yeah. It was Michael Scott left. People didn't like Robert California.
Well, did not get that right. And so, Brooke, you're going to get shocked, and somebody wanted to hear the song Closer by Chainsmokers.
So, baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford, but that tattoo on your shoulder.
The pace just kept escalating there.
Yeah.
Faster and faster.
It's like, stop yelling at me.
Yeah, that's your shock.
So disappointing.
It's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, coming up on the show a little bit later today, we've... Oh, my God!
What?
Oh, my God!
Stop!
Oh,
what the heck?
Oh.
What? Why am I
my God.
What happened?
Oh, man,
okay?
I'm so sorry.
I got scared when other people get scared.
Sorry, I was just looking at the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram. We just posted the scariest thing ever on there.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait, what did we post?
Oh, wait a second.
What?
It's just a picture of Alexis in middle school.
Stop!
Oh, okay, my bad.
You were so cute in middle school.
Oh, what was I? Shut up! Everyone.
That was terrifying for a second.
I'm going to give you something to scream about, Jeff. Watch out.
I'm trying to double like that photo.
I thought it was one of those Halloween pranks that you guys were trying to pull on me.
Seriously,
I'm going to have to change my shorts now.
You look so different. You
look
like
you're in a
Halloween
costume. Exactly the same.
That guy is so insulting, Brooke.
She just looks like Alexis with braces.
If you want to scare your family, including children and seniors, then go log on to our Instagram at Brooke and Jeffrey. It's free.
I don't know if seniors can handle it.
Don't do it.
With the heart issues.
I will say it is more terrifying than going into a haunted house.
Oh.
So, anyway, coming up next, we got Lace. Oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, the page refresh.
I just looked at it again.
Stop looking at it.
I can't close the browser.
Oh, let's get out of here, Jeff.
Hurry, laser storm.
The studio's
coming
haunted.
Up next. It's the radio segment that's bummed out today because his business just declared bankruptcy.
Oh, buddy.
No.
Instead of taking junk from your house, he was bringing crap to it.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that's been doing it.
1-800-YOU-NEED-JUNK?
Oh, yeah.
Don't call it anymore. It's Laser Stories. The segment where
we're going to put this broken chair on your porch. I'll see you guys later.
We're going to read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other left swipes just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Glasgow, Scotland. 64-year-old John Devlin was walking down the street in his hometown when he saw a man he didn't know that needed help.
Oh no.
It was 46-year-old Paul Hartley, and he was on his hands and knees attempting to fix his bike.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Even though John was coming home from working a graveyard shift, he still stopped and asked if Paul needed a hand.
Oh my God.
So and he went on to say that he's had bikes before, so he could probably help fix it.
Awesome, man.
He's like the one kind person left in the world.
Yeah, literally.
So Paul thanked him and said, okay. But midway through the repair, John noticed something very strange. Not only did the bike look like his old bike, but it had the exact same distinctive stickers and helmet attached to it.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's when it dawned on John that he was fixing his own stolen bicycle.
Now he's way too nice.
But before he could even utter the words, "This is my bike," the thief figured out what was happening.
Oh, no.
He grabbed it and ran off.
No!
It was double stolen?
Oh my gosh.
John chased him down the street, and since the bike wasn't completely fixed, he was able to catch Paul.
There we go.
He tackled him to the ground and held him there until police were able to arrive. And then John finally fixed his old bike.
Oh, no.
And he rode home.
Oh, man.
This next Laser Story is out of Texas. A married couple named Jared and Christy Owens were flying to Las Vegas for a weekend getaway earlier this month.
Fun!
Everything was going smoothly until they went to check their bags, and one of them was 5 pounds over the limit.
Ugh, so annoying.
And what is that going to be, like a $200 fine or something?
Dude, like? I don't know. You just put it on, and then you open it up and put every sweater you own or whatever you're wearing on right then.
And so they asked the agent if she could give them a pass and check it without giving them a fee. Yeah. Unfortunately, that was not allowed.
Yeah, which is obvious.
So they opened it up to see if they could rearrange some things, and there, inside the suitcase, was their 5-pound dog.
Oh my God!
No!
She's a little chihuahua named Icky.
Oh, Icky!
Oh, we have a picture.
Yep. I want to see a picture.
Oh, she's an older dog.
Icky just wanted to come on vacation.
Wait, did they put Icky in there on purpose?
They did not. The couple was shocked and had no clue she was in there. They did not know what to do.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. But in the picture, Icky's inside a cowboy boot.
Oh, Jesus.
Just so cute.
I love her.
Well, a Southwest Airlines agent named Kathy Cook volunteered to babysit Icky for them until they got back from their trip.
And they took
her up on the offer.
Wow, dude. You know, so I always have liked Southwest, and I just kind of like them more now.
Do you think they'll take my kids for the weekend?
No, they will
shove
not.
Them in a suitcase and show up.
We could actually lose these children on purpose for you if you like.
I didn't know. Anybody want to take them?
As wild as the story is and how cool it was of Kathy to help, Jared admitted this could have easily been a very tragic story.
Oh, yeah. The dog probably wouldn't have lived.
If the bag was not overweight, Icky wouldn't have been discovered and could have died in there. So.
Lack of oxygen,
dude,
I think.
Dude, can you imagine getting to Vegas and opening your bag?
Oh, Brooke, don't even mention it.
They really would have been yelling Icky then.
Yeah. So the couple is very thankful for the airline's stringent policy now.
Yeah.
Which is the first time that anyone's ever been thankful for an airline's stringent policy.
Yes.
This next Laser Story is out of Japan. There's an airline in the Far East called Peach.
That's cute.
I dig it.
Cute.
And they just started a promotion that's getting international attention. Because when you're at your gate waiting for your flight, you can use their vending machines to see if you're the lucky winner of a mystery plane ticket.
That's fun.
What is that clip being played?
I don't know. It's mystery. Yeah. That's the mystery part, Jose.
So each vending machine is filled with a bunch of plastic capsules. It costs $45 a piece.
Whoa. Wow.
Like
pricey.
A raffle.
Yeah, it's like a gamble, man.
Cool.
So once you put in your credit card and buy a small container, there's a code inside for a plane ticket that you can type in on their website, and it tells you where exactly your mystery destination is.
Whoa.
Oh, wait. So you get a flight no matter what?
It sounds like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they're doing it at 2 different airports, and each machine has a list of 12 different cities in Japan that you'll potentially fly to.
Okay.
So unfortunately, it's only domestic flights.
Boo!
I was going to say, wow, is it international at all?
No.
I'm not going to be going to Tahiti with this thing.
Still, I'd go anywhere in Japan. That sounds awesome. You got to start in Japan, though, huh?
The question is, would you be willing to pay $45 for a ticket to a place that you don't necessarily want to go to?
Yeah, there's some couple cities I wouldn't go to.
I don't know if I
want to
go alone,
country,
if I want it.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right, too.
You know?
But if you would, then maybe it's time to ride the peach.
Is that a saying now? I
don't
think
it should be the saying.
I don't think it should be the saying.
Come on aboard and ride the peach.
No way. I think it's dirty. Whatever you said, don't Google it.
Like, just like I wouldn't ride Eggplant Airlines.
I think Peach Airline stock just shot up 700% when I said that. So you're welcome, Peach. This next laser story is out of Fashion Forward HQ. If you're looking in the mirror this morning and you instantly thought, ugh, I look like crap. Well,
every day.
You might just be high fashion.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Because apparently the latest trend in beauty is extreme exhaustion.
Oh, fuck, you're so stylish.
Thank you.
Look at me. I'm Heidi Klum. Yeah.
The bigger the bags under your eyes, the better.
Oh, my God. My grandmother always said, those aren't bags. Those are bedroom eyes. They're very romantic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And the fashion world's giving credit to actress and model Sarah Carstens. A few months ago, she posted a video where she smeared makeup underneath her eyes in an effort to mimic those dark circles that you'd see in the very tired or very sick people.
I'm guessing because she's still in her early 20s, so she just doesn't have them naturally yet.
That's like the girls that dye their hair gray. And they're it looks so hot.
Yeah.
And that video apparently inspired a lot of designers who took the idea and ran with it.
Whoa.
I'm into it. Yeah. Let's make chubby brown guys also popular. Then I'm going to be just...
I think you're high fashion.
Thank you.
Now the fashionistas are making dark circles even more glam by adding bejeweled eye bags to the look.
Wow, that's a statement.
Do I look tired or do I just look rich?
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, your overworked, underpaid, tired look is now finally eye-catching.
Yeah.
Think again.
Oh.
Because bad hair, bad clothes, and a sour view on the world are still just as unattractive as they ever were.
So you're close.
We have to be rich and put together everywhere else.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I say, whatever you're working with, keep your chin up.
Okay.
Or as this guy says, keep your shell up.
He
can't keep it down at all.
Yeah.
Not even if he tried. The Sound Means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, on this show, we cover a lot of really, really bad dates.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even just talking about Jose and Alexis's personal lives. I'm talking about between all the second date updates and the loser lines and the battle of the Tinder dates.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we are the bad dating mecca of the radio world.
I hope dating never gets fixed because I don't think we'd have jobs.
It's not a trophy I expected to have when I was in journalism school, but yet here we are.
Wear it, Brooke. Wear it with the badge of honor. Somebody on Reddit actually called us the love graveyard.
So, hey!
Thank you.
Where love goes to die.
So you know what? It would be impossible for us to go an entire week without us talking about the worst bad first date story you're going to hear all year long.
Oh, wow.
And we have the audio to prove it.
Oh, even better.
So we're going to play that for you coming up. All week long, we've been inundated with DMs from our listeners. Not just the usual ones asking us to send them weird pics.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wondering if we've seen Elise Myers' video on TikTok where she shared a story about the worst first date that she's ever been on.
I think I did see this.
Oh my God, so many people have sent it to me.
So funny, dude.
Now, I love that they think of us as soon as they see
it.
Totally.
It's good. We're like the bad dating show.
Yeah.
On this show, we've heard about a ton of really bad first dates.
Yeah.
And so I think I was in the same boat as you guys when I first heard people saying, like, oh, Jeff, this girl had such a bad date. You got to see. I was like, Yeah. I mean, how bad could it be?
Not impressed.
Her story, it made me laugh out loud. I was dying laughing watching her video.
I was saying, last time that I checked it, it had 45,000 comments,
wow.
2.5 million likes, and has been viewed over 17 million times.
Whoa.
I mean, we have how many bad date stories
a day on this show, and we're not getting that type of, like, shares.
Well, that's a lot of clout.
Yeah, so we're going to play the audio of this.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's pretty amazing.
Nice.
And so for the first clip, this is how Elise's worst date ever starts.
This man messages me out of the blue and he goes, I like your face. Let's go get some food. I love food. Are you my soulmate? He says, meet me at my house. I will drive us to the restaurant together. Why did we not just meet there? I have no idea. I drive 45 minutes to his house. He's standing outside of it. He walks up to my car and he goes, I've lost my keys. Can you drive us there? Should I have just left him right there and gone home? Yes. Did I? Absolutely not. He gets in, starts giving me turn by turn directions. He could have been leading me to an abandoned warehouse and I still would have been like, left at this stop sign? Okay.
Oh my God. I've so been there too. Like, in retrospect, like, why did I agree to that?
I'm glad that she owns up to it.
Yeah.
She's like, why did I do this?
Totally.
But then the date does take kind of a weird turn once she realizes their destination.
We end up at a Taco Bell, which is fine. I'm like, dine in or drive through? And he's like, drive through. And I'm like, great, he has a plan. We get to the speaker and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard shell tacos. Thank you. We get to the window. He does one of these numbers. I'm like, did you forget your wallet? And he's like, yeah. I was like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I buy the 100 tacos and I'm like, where to next? And he goes, back to my house. And I was like, okay, this is happening. I'm committed to this now. It's happening.
Oh my God.
I can't believe she did it.
Actually
paid.
Here's the thing. You get so far into a date, like, you're just like, well, let's just finish it out. Let's see it to the end.
If you're wondering, by the way, what 100 hard shell tacos cost, Elise paid $149.07.
Oh. They were cheaper than that.
She says it took the Taco Bell staff 15 minutes to make all the tacos for them.
Taco Bell.
That sucked for them too. I didn't think of that.
To her, it felt like an eternity because her date was talking about his ex-girlfriend the entire time they were waiting. You're probably thinking, okay, the worst part's over. Mm-hmm. I've had to pay for this. At least I get to eat a bunch of tacos. She doesn't realize
that's true.
It's about to get even weirder.
Uh-oh. We get to his house. We walk in. His dad is on the couch. I'm like, he lives with his dad. It's fine. The hoops I am teleporting through to convince myself that this decision that I have made is okay is just wild. Walk past his dad into the kitchen. He just starts emptying the boxes of tacos, just releasing them onto the table. Puts two chairs at the table, sits down, and he just screams at the top of his lungs, "Let's feast!"
Alexis, you're 24 and single and on the dating apps. Like, if you found yourself in this situation, what are you thinking? What are you gonna do?
Why did she go in the house?
Dude, you can't say no to anything. Are you joking?
I would leave, but I'd probably go in.
Has ended up in situations with three different guys all at the same time. That's because she doesn't know who to say no to.
I guess I'd probably eat the tacos in the house. And I don't know. I don't even know how it can get better.
So, I mean, it seems like it can't get any worse than this. How does the nightmare first date end?
I am just calmly unwrapping my taco and taking a bite of it. We are eating hard shell tacos in complete silence. You can hear both of us chewing. It's absolute chaos. The dad walks up, grabs a taco. There's 100 of them. We have so many to spare. He's eating over us, just like standing. Doesn't sit. Stands right next to the table. Crunches, mouthful. He just looks at me and he goes, do you want to see my studio? And I was like, I have never wanted to see anything less in my entire life. It was that moment that I decided this date was completely over or else I was going to be killed, 100%. I am now just like collecting the tacos because I paid for them. I walk out with boxes of tacos in my purse. I look back and I was like, thank you for this experience. You will never hear from me again.
Oh my God, why do I love this story just over and over again? It's so good. It's so relatable.
Is it petty that she took the tacos with her?
I'm like, proud of her. I didn't think she'd do that.
That was the smartest decision she made for herself.
That was a good time to leave. Because if you have a weird dad trying to show you a studio, who knows what else.
And a studio of what?
It could be music. It could be an art studio.
I don't think it's any of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't think he was an artist?
I don't.
I think she should have gone down the rabbit hole.
Really?
No. To see what's in the studio?
I mean, she's already in the apartment.
You know,
it's like creepy miniature figures or
something.
I guess figurines. We'll never know because Elise was too scared, bailed on the day. Good job, Elise.
Dolls made out of human skin or something. Yeah.
So if I end up in this situation, you want me to go all the way, Jeff?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. We need to talk about it on the show. Okay.
Yeah. Both of you would never survive as females. I'm just going to say, you would have been killed off in the opening scene.
But we'd have 100 tacos apiece, so I think we win.
High five.
By the way, if you ever find yourself in that situation, you can always email us too.
Yes.
This is perfect for a second date update.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know if she wants another date with that guy. I was going to say battle of the Tinder dates.
No, I meant for the guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's probably wondering.
I don't know why she's not calling me.
It could have been a match. Phone tap's coming up next. What happens when your boss is so stressed he needs to go on a long vacation?
Ooh,
well,
dang.
If that happens, of course, you contact us.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't let that happen.
No. So right when he gets back, the first call he gets is from a brand new employee that was hired while he was away.
Oh.
And that employee is none other than Jose Bolaños.
Man. I'm so excited to work.
Sounds like he needs another vacation.
Yeah. Not only that, Jose has a few favors to ask his very first day of work.
That checks out, actually.
You'll hear what happens in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jimmy?
This is. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Blake, and I actually got your number from the employee directory. Technically, you're my boss.
I am?
Yeah, kind of a surprise. Sorry. Sasha hired me while you were out on vacation.
Okay, that's great. Welcome to the company.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here. This is a great company. The vibe is just like super splunky, you know, like it fits.
Splunky?
Yeah, you know, splunky, like funky with a touch of splashiness. Very splunk vibes, you know?
Okay, great. I guess I'll see you around here soon.
Yeah, yes, sir. Absolutely. But before you go, though, I mean, I know we haven't met before, but like when I come in on Monday and we see each other, can we pretend to be best friends?
What are you talking about?
You know, like besties, like, you know, I show up and then you like fist bump me and we have like a handshake maybe or like a bro hug with a super like a loud laugh like, oh, like this, like,
what?
That's you. That's you doing that to me. And then you point at me and I'll go, hey, 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 and we'll do our thing, you know, like best friends.
Yeah, I don't know. Why would we do that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I said this before, but for my first day at work, my parents are going to come with me.
What?
Yeah.
Are you going to bring your parents on the first day of work?
Yeah, it's a long story, but like they wanted me to get a job for the past 2 years. And you were the only company willing to hire me.
We were the only company?
Yeah, lucky me, right? Anyway, so to get them off my back, I kind of told them that I've been at this job for over a year now.
You told them what?
I told him I've been promoted 3 times, and I take your boat out on the weekends. Of course, with a bunch of hot chicks, right? A bunch of ladies.
Oh, my God.
You let me, of course, because it's your boat. Thanks, boss. this is what we...
You know, I probably need to talk with Sasha and call you back. What did you say your name was?
Oh, me? Oh, my name's Blake, but I told my parents that you call me Blaze. Because I'm the fastest worker in the office.
Blaze?
Yeah, Blaze, you know. I mean, they don't know. That was actually my old nickname in high school, but for different reasons. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That's our laugh, by the way. Remember the laugh we talked about?
Listen.
You can do it back if you want.
I don't know what's going on right now, but I just got back from vacation, so I'm not going to call you by your nickname or reminisce about made-up stories.
Come on, man. Old Blaze and Jimbo at it again with the office hijinks.
My name's Jimmy, okay? Nobody calls me Jimbo.
Oh, come on, Jimmy Jam, bro. I know you got it in you, man. You're a prankster. Tell me you're not a prankster right now.
I'm not a prankster right now.
You're not supposed to really say it. Look, I even told my dad that you and I, like, mooned the receptionist the other day from the second floor. And he was dying, dude. You gotta play along, because he loved that prank. Jimmy.
To be completely 100% honest with you.
Yeah?
I'm concerned that Sasha would hire someone like yourself.
Are you saying that because I sound like too cool? Because I can tone the cool down. It's hard, but I can, if I focus, I can try.
It's nothing to do with that. I'm just letting you know that there is no way you're coming to work at my company.
What?
This is...
Jimboree, what's going on, man?
This is too much. And I need to take my blood pressure medication because this is bullshit.
And I'll take my anti-cool medication. Because this is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning doing a phone tap on you. And you don't sound very happy. This is where you're supposed to laugh.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Yes, there it is. I got you, Jimmy Jam. Your coworker Sasha set you up, man. She said you just took a vacay and you had to get away from all the stress. And
oh, well, my God.
Welcome back.
This is not the best way to be greeted from vacation. Just like put on all the stress back.
You should probably still take the blood pressure meds, it sounds like.
Oh, I think I'm going back on vacation now just from this freaking call.
Oh, who's gonna moon the receptionist, man? We need you in the office. It's Jimbo and Blaze time, baby.
Jimbo and Blaze have retired.
Oh.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Second date update.
If we're being completely honest, I think everyone here has ghosted someone at least once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to have that conversation that you're not super into somebody.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, take a hint.
And
yeah,
sometimes you're not invested enough to even bother with
it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
like, I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever unintentionally ghosted someone mid-date?
What?
Oh, wait,
wait,
no.
Date?
Oh,
how?
No. Oh, so it's intentional.
No,
when you
wait, I mean, no. Never.
Okay. Wait, I got you.
Do you have leaving? You have Alzheimer's? You forget where you are and you just leave?
Well, let me explain. One of our listeners wrote in. He said he unintentionally left his date hanging for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And when he got back, he had to deal with the consequences.
Uh oh.
So let's talk to him about it. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, 15 minutes doesn't sound that bad, I guess.
It was more like maybe 20 minutes, a little okay. About 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, why don't we start at the beginning? Why don't you tell us about the girl? What's her name?
Okay. Her name is Tyra.
Tyra. Okay.
And how did you meet?
Met her on a dating app.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't really know what it is, but I don't match with a lot of people on these dating apps.
Okay.
But I matched with Tyra, so I was really excited about that.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's
good
great
for you,
news,
man.
So, yeah. Was there anything special that stood out about Tyra or just that she responded?
And that's okay.
Yeah.
She didn't even have a profile pic, man, but I was so excited.
It was just one of those, like, gray
bots
silhouettes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll take it.
She responded. I was really surprised when I got a message.
Okay.
That's good. And
take what you can get. You know?
So you were obviously really excited about this date.
Yeah, very much.
All right.
Sounds
you sound
very
okay. Actually, you're probably upset because she's not calling you back.
Right.
Sorry.
Totally.
So, what did you guys end up doing?
Well, we went out for dinner and drinks, and I was a little nervous.
What was it like when you first showed up at the restaurant?
Well, I was a half hour late.
Ooh. Oh, that's
oh. No.
Why? That's really late.
Yeah.
We're not judging. It's not a judgmental way. It's more like, oh, no, what happened?
I'm kind of judging. That's pretty bad.
I feel really bad. I wanted to go home to change, but I guess I didn't manage my time. And
you were late.
I got there.
Exactly.
I mean, gotcha. Were you able to give her a heads up or was she upset about it?
She was nice, actually. I wasn't able to give her a heads up, but she was very nice when I got there.
Oh,
that's good.
So I thought that was a good save.
Yeah.
Wow. Because, no offense, she has every right to be a little like, excuse me.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm not mad, but frustrated.
I think it's disrespectful. It's like saying that someone's time is, you know, not as, it's not worth as much as your
Which
time.
Which is why I'm on time to work every day.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think obviously the clothes that you chose were very important, and that's probably why she was so happy. She was like, wow.
Point.
I'd be mad if you didn't look so damn fly right now.
If you weren't wearing that shirt.
That's right. So
I actually did look damn fly that night.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. All right,
swag
Joseph.
Just pop out of you, bro.
Yeah, that's the confidence I like to hear.
All right. So how did that dinner go?
Went good. We talked about normal stuff, and we were talking about life and family, and we see ourselves in 5 years.
Oh, gosh. You guys got deep.
Yeah.
And that's good. Yeah, that means you had, like, chemistry because you were able to keep conversation going.
And
right?
That you're comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Like, sharing, like, that
goals.
Type of vulnerable information.
Absolutely. All this is sounding really good, but take us to the moment where you left for 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay. After we talked, the waiter brought the check, and I went to pay, and I realized I forgot my wallet in my car.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Look, well,
he's
on.
Obviously not very organized. Not as an insult. I'm not either. But, like, you're late. You don't manage your time right.
You just changed your pants. And so, well, it's in the other pants.
That's true.
I understand, man.
So, well, why did it take you 15 minutes to run out and get your wallet?
Well, I didn't realize my car was further away than I thought. It was about a half a mile away, unfortunately.
My God.
Whoa. You should have Ubered to your car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I told her I'm not leaving. I'll be right back. But when I got back, she was gone.
Oh no.
You know what? In her head, she's like, this is the second time you left me hanging tonight. Yeah.
Did she pay the bill, too? Or did you?
No. The waiter was there, and he looked at me like, what are you doing?
You messed up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So how long ago was this?
That was about a week ago.
Okay. And what kind of contact have you had with her since?
None. Absolutely none. She hasn't texted me or she hasn't called. I even went back onto the dating site and I tried to send her a message that way and she didn't answer that either.
Yeah.
Hoping you guys could help me.
Yeah, we're definitely going to help. But before we do, what outfit are you wearing right now?
No. It doesn't matter.
I'm wearing black Dockers and a t-shirt.
All right.
Looking fly.
Oh, that's interesting because I'm not wearing any pants.
Okay. I was going to say something.
So I just think these are important details that we need to know before we call.
Jeffrey, you don't have your wallet, though.
Oh, no, I do, Jose. You just can't see it.
Okay. Why did I say anything? Oh, no.
So you know what? Let's play a song. We'll come back. Okay. I'll get my wallet out for you.
No, don't get it out.
Don't ask where his phone is, please.
Set on vibrate. Anyway, we're going to we'll come back and we'll call Tyra, try and get you a second date update, okay?
That's really gross, but thank you.
Okay, hold on. Bad news, guys.
What?
I've been looking. I can't reach my wallet.
No!
Oh, my God!
I need someone with smaller hands.
No!
Alexis?
No!
Maybe Ashton.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, when we're done with this, you might want to grab some gloves.
Yes. He's the newest employee.
But more bad news. One of our listeners, Joseph, isn't getting a call back after his dinner date.
Oh, no.
He showed up 30 minutes late, and after the meal, he realized he forgot his wallet in the car, had to run and go grab it.
Ugh.
But he parked a half a mile away from the restaurant.
Ugh.
So by the time he got back, his date, Tyra, had already bounced. And he's tried apologizing to her via text in the app, but has not been able to reach her since.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that he hasn't ghosted us since we started the second date update. Joseph, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Okay. There you go.
And just like I said, this is the only person I matched with. I mean, we had a couple of mishaps with being late and the wallet, but I would like to see her again.
Okay.
So you're saying, other than that, you think everything has been great?
No, I think what he's saying is that there's a lot of pressure on this one because this is his one match.
Yeah. Oh,
this has to work.
Okay, well, if this doesn't work out, do you have her home address?
No,
do you know where she works?
Don't do that.
There's other ways.
She will not do that.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not a creep, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Thank
you. Just try another app.
I'm just saying options. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we're going to give Tyra a call and see if she answers. You ready to do this, man?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're rooting for you.
And what size are your hands?
No one's going to get
it. Okay, we'll worry about that later. Let's just call Tyra first. Let's call.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking to speak with Tyra.
This is she. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Tyra, you are so polite.
Yes.
My name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Wait a minute, say it again.
My name is Jeff, and I work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
So we're all here, too.
Hey!
Hi.
Oh, okay. I listen to you, actually.
Oh,
you do?
Oh,
okay.
Did I win something?
Well, no, I don't think you won.
Why does everyone ask that?
Yeah.
Because that'd be the best reason.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. But we were hoping to talk to you because we're trying to do a second date update right now.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, so you know how those work. We've had somebody reach out about you after they went on a date with you.
Can I know who it is?
Well, his name is Joseph. You remember Joseph?
Anybody but.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Obviously, Joseph has reached out, and he told us about the time that you guys spent together. And we know that there were a few issues about the date. What did you think? How did it go for you?
Well, I really don't want this on the radio if I have a choice, but can I just say, dude has issues, more issues than Sports Illustrated.
Oh,
oh wow. Okay, wait. Dang, they've been around forever.
I mean, he knows that he's bad with time management. Like, he told us that he was, like, 30 minutes late showing up. And
more like 40, but okay.
Oh, I can't believe you hung around.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not a big deal, because I'm not good with time either. I just happen to be, you know, on time that day, because I was excited.
Yeah.
If it's a date, I'm on time for dates too, but I'm not on time for anything else.
He was really complimentary. He said that you were super kind about it when he finally did show up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens. Stuff happens. Yeah,
and he was telling us that he had a really great time having dinner with you and that you guys had a really nice conversation together and had a lot in common.
No.
Oh. Why does that make you laugh?
Like no.
Because I'm like, oh, this is so cringy, guys.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so the time thing was a big deal, but not a big deal. Like, I was a little hangry, but I could get over that.
Yeah, right.
So which part was cringy to you?
The cringy, what the hell is going on part was we started eating, and this mofo is a copycat.
What do you mean a copycat?
Have you ever heard of mirroring? Because I felt like I was being mirrored.
Like mirroring, like when you try to behave like the other person.
Oh,
to,
like
so
a
that,
mirror, like yeah. you look in the mirror. Sorry. Okay, mirroring.
That's part of like attraction. Like people do that to try and build attraction with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I ordered wine. He ordered the exact same white wine. So I'm like, okay. And you know, like me, I'm greedy. So if you get something different, I want to taste your stuff. So if you're getting the same thing as me, what is fun about that?
You're right. That is fun. It's like try mine.
But sometimes, like, maybe he's, like, nervous, right? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt here. He's nervous. Mm. You hear somebody say something, and you're like, oh, actually, that sounds good to me, too. I'll take that, too.
But every single thing? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I ordered, okay, so first was the wine, and I'm like, okay. Then I ordered lasagna. And he ordered lasagna.
Oh, he did mention that he got lasagna and it was really good. Yeah.
But he said that he was really into it. He didn't mention that he was just copying you.
Yeah, he said you were both into it.
But okay, but I really, really, really wanted the lasagna. So I pretended. And then after he ordered it, I said, well, maybe I'll get the shrimp. And he said, oh, let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at that. No, mind your business.
That's weird.
So I ended up going back to the lasagna because I'm like, okay, he's just going to go where I go.
Yeah.
So I might as well get what I really want. I mean, I got the willies. It was so creepy.
I mean, is that really a reason not to call somebody back, though?
But I don't want to live like that. Like, how long, how does this dance go? I don't know.
I mean, you listen to our morning show. He listens to our morning show. You're on the phone. He's on the phone right now and wants to talk to you.
Yeah!
That's got to be awkward.
Oh, right. No.
Yeah. Sorry.
Remember that part?
Joseph, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here. Tyra, I'm blown away by all this. I had no idea that's how you saw me.
No. See, Tyra was blown away first.
Yeah.
Now you're just mirroring her emotions.
Correct.
I'm mirroring her emotions.
No, he's joking.
No,
okay. It was a joke.
That was sarcasm.
Are you saying you had no idea you were doing that, bro?
No, I had no idea I was doing that. I admit I was a bit nervous. I wasn't deliberately trying to copy everything she was doing.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that at all. Like, you just got to do what you know, whatever you want. Like, you didn't have to get the lasagna, and you even looked at something else, and you went back to the lasagna because that's what I was getting. Joseph, you can't do that.
Well, I figured you liked the lasagna so much, you know, that you could just eat all of yours, and then you could then have some of mine.
That's a sweet thought.
Yeah.
No, you would have to be there. It's not sweet. It was too much.
So wait, can I ask you, is that why you left at the end of the date without, like, I mean, you kind of ghosted him at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought you left because he left you sitting at the table for 20 minutes by yourself.
Well, it was everything. It was the whole combo platter. I mean, he was late initially. Then it was the mirroring, the copycat crime.
Okay.
And then you left me again. And then I'm sitting there thinking he wasn't going to come back. I didn't know why he wouldn't come back. But I was like, I am not getting stuck with this bill. So I was out.
I was coming back. I had every intention of paying. Mm-hmm. I just needed to get my wallet. I'm not a copycat. I mean, do you like going bowling?
I do like going bowling, but I don't want to go with you.
Oh,
wait, maybe he was going to say he hated bowling, which is a totally different opinion.
Yeah,
with you.
What you should say.
No, I'm scared to say what I like because I know he's going to like it too. Okay. I don't even want to say what I like. I want to ask him first and see if he likes it, and then I can tell you what I feel.
Go ahead, Joseph. Say something that you like.
I like going skiing.
I don't like skiing.
Hey! Okay.
Oh, look at this.
We're never going skiing.
This is perfect.
Who knew we were looking for uncommon ground?
Yeah.
Well, I should clarify. I used to like skiing, but I'm not too crazy about it now.
No. Oh, my God. See?
Don't say that.
In the last, like, 20 seconds, it kind of...
It's a coincidence. Right. Yeah.
See?
What a weird...
Okay. I see it.
I do kind of see it now.
I mean, you don't want to fully commit in case she doesn't like something, I guess. Yeah.
I think what she's saying, it's really attractive for a man to have his own likes, his interests, you know, to have his own personality, and you should feel really secure in those about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, Tyra, I like you.
Aww.
Aww. Yeah.
Cute.
It was, and that's why Tyra.
Okay,
he's
marrying me again because I like me too.
Okay. you're a hard one to win over.
Well,
stop liking everything.
We would like to send you guys out on another date.
Yes,
and we'll pay for it.
Tyra, I'm a good guy, a bit nervous, you know, a little different from you, and you know, I'd like to show you that if you let me take you out on another date.
I would like to phone a friend.
Phone a friend. Can we be your friend? I say go for it.
Don't
like,
give him the option. He'll phone the same
he's
friend.
He's not creepy. Yeah. He's not doing it to be weird.
No, he's not crazy, but I think I'm going to pass. Joseph, I think you're a nice guy. I just don't think, you know, we're compatible, love. Okay. But I wish you luck.
That's fair. Aww,
Joseph, I also think that you're a nice guy, and I wish you luck.
Well, I want to wish her luck, but she's just going to say I'm copying her.
The hard circle you're in.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, when Glamour magazine interviewed me last week,
did they
asked a lot of probing questions.
Oh, did they? Did they probe you?
Using actual probes sometimes.
Wow.
They're very, very thorough with their interviews.
You have a weird writer.
But they got to asking me eventually, what came first? Was I a singer trying to get on the radio, or did I get on the radio and then start singing?
Oh, that's a good question.
And that's just when I started crying.
What? Oh, Jeff.
I don't want to interview Jeff.
I broke down
in
front of the reporter.
It's not that hard of an answer.
Not in front of Glamour.
I told her, look, I'm sorry. I'll never forget my grandma's last words.
What?
Which were, Jeff, what are you doing with that hammer?
Whoa, wait.
So, yeah, they just had to cut the interview short after that for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, I just want to say this next song is dedicated to my grandma. It's going to be a real banger. I can promise you that.
Do we need to do an investigation?
Brand new song of the week, dedicated to my grandma. Love you, Graham.
I do not want to get older on Jeffrey.
You're coming. It's coming up at 8:10. All right, it's time for my new song of the week.
Oh, all right.
Or as my dad so lovingly calls it, vocal assault.
Oh.
I assume that's my dad that keeps texting that in.
But somebody's doing it.
You know what? When I came in on Monday, I saw something that was kind of cool.
What?
I saw McDonald's was running a week-long promotion called a free thank you meal for educators.
Really?
Oh, I didn't hear.
I didn't know they were doing that.
That's
so
awesome.
If you work as a teacher or as part of the staff of a school and you have a valid ID to prove it, you can go to any McDonald's up until today. So I probably should have told everyone about this a little bit sooner.
Yeah, bro.
Thanks for the PSA.
Yeah.
A bunch of teachers are going to leave their class right now.
The deal is they'll give you a free breakfast sandwich with hash browns and coffee.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Dude, it's awesome. So nice. And teachers right now.
Yeah.
I mean, kids can't even figure out how to line up anymore.
No.
They don't remember how to school.
I mean, this whole thing is pretty dope. And it had me thinking, wow, like, McDonald's kind of following my lead right now.
Oh, wait. They're following your lead?
I mean, no surprise. I did sing a song about teachers at some point in the past.
You sung about everything.
Yeah, and the McDonald's CEO clearly saw that and thought, well, if Jeff is doing it, then we better do it as a company.
Got it.
How that works.
I mean, there is somebody following me on Instagram with the username Big Busty McCheese.
Mm.
So I figure that must be the McDonald's CEO keeping tabs.
I actually hope it is.
I hope so.
I hope he rocks that handle.
That's the person that stole that handle.
But seriously, I think they're doing a pretty awesome thing here because ever since the pandemic happened, teachers have had a real rough go.
Oof.
Yes, like really rough.
I mean, seriously. Seriously.
And now that in-person schools are back in session,
yay,
probably a good time now to show a little extra love to the people who've dedicated their whole lives to educating our children, even amid a global crisis.
Oh my gosh.
Never give up. It's awesome.
And so for all the teachers out there, instead of singing the hit song by Cali Swag District, Teach Me How to Dougie.
Oh, yes.
Young Jeffries, Teach Him How to Study.
Yay!
Oh, so good.
I just want to say this is my favorite emote on Fortnite.
Okay.
So, do you follow
me? All right.
I'm going to point when I'm ready. Points. A. Teach him how to study. A. Come to my school.
What?
And I'll teach you how to study. You know why? It sure ain't for the money. Throw your SpongeBob lunch boxes in the cubby. I molding brains like silly putty. I got a big closet full of art supplies and a wall full of finger painted butterflies. In my classroom, all the desks child size. I take your dumb kids, turn them into Einsteins. Who got dreams, but I dream bigger. The way I teach on them make the kids learn quicker. I'm bribing all they butts with the gold star stickers. Swag that glitters makes class full of winners.
All day.
Trying to educate daily lessons. Lesson giver. We breaking down walls using safety scissors. Show you subtraction with the DQ blizzards. Call me Dumbledore out here making math wizards. Teach him how to study. 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 My demeanor's sunny. My demeanor's always sunny. Step into my class. You will not leave it a dummy.
Teach me how to study. Teach me how to study.
That's right.
Teach me how to study.
Yeah, kid. All my students love me. All my students love me. Field trips are lovely, but don't lose your travel buddies. Time to learn. Full day study party. Better have a note if you're showing up tardy. Writing on your test with a bright red Sharpie. Catch me after class. How about that, bad Bobby? Only teach important stuff you really gotta know. Like how to play recorder at the loudest decibel. And filling in a map with every state capital. I put my students in a line ordered alphabetical. Roll call. And down the list, I'm seeing 13 boys. How are 9 named Liam? Then Braylon, Jalen, Kalen, and Mandalorian. Teach him how to study. 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 Yeah, all my students love me. All my students love me. Parents will be loving what a genius you becoming. Teach him how to study. 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 My salary is cruddy. Salary is cruddy. This is why you study, so you kids make hella money. Nightmare parents, why you yelling up on me? Just let me teach your kids. I don't need that stress. Your angry email, so damn edgy. Emergency vodka up in my desk. Coffee thermos, just a pretense. Take another swig when they go to recess. My fingers shaking, my wrists are aching from 300 papers last night I was grading. Cause if you got kids, I got a school plan. Made a big book with the yearly program. And if you wanna speak, gotta raise your hand. Tell the little kids we don't pee on our friends. Give you an education. I'm the best teacher in the whole damn nation. All my students give me a standing ovation. And when school is out, I'ma need a vacation. Teach them how to study. 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 And all my students love me. All my students love me. Step into my class. You will not leave it a dummy. Teach them how to study. Teach them how to study. Teach him how to study. Teach him how to study. And all my students love me. All my students love me. The field trips are lovely, but don't lose your travel buddy.
Yeah! All right!
Yes!
Let's go,
so
Jeff!
Good.
Bro.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was.
It was
like you hit all the points.
Travel buddies. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
And peeing on your friends. You forgot about that one.
That's true. Yeah. I was the friend that got peed on.
Oh,
so that's why.
Man, those were the good days.
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Text in to 78592. Tell us what you thought about the song of the week.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
so
good.
We'll have the video up a little bit later on the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok on our Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah. I hope people like do this on TikTok. What is it called?
What?
You know,
this?
Where they switch it, where you can do.
Duet?
Dance?
Duet. That's
duet. Duet.
Oh, yeah,
duet. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you just aged us.
I thought I was like, trying to do the Dougie and just got stuck up here.
I couldn't remember the name.
I hope they play this at clubs.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Thank you to all the teachers out there.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Still getting texts into 78592 about my new song of the week.
All right.
If you missed it, instead of singing the hit song from 2010, Teach Me How to Dougie,
okay,
I sang my own version called Teach Him How to Study.
Oh my God, I love this so much.
For all the teachers out there who've been working so hard over the last couple crazy years.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
In and out of the classroom. One text came into 78592. It said, "Yes, Jeff. This song needs to be shared with everyone.
Yeah.
Our teachers are so important and our most valuable resource. Thank you, thank you, thank you."
Yes.
Only three thank yous on that.
You don't feel
like you don't think that they're grateful enough?
I think it was one for me, one for Alexis, one for Brooke. I think they left you out.
Oh, it's okay. I am the thankless warrior on this show. Yeah. That's what they all call me.
Another text came in that said, "Hey, young Jeffrey, I'm a teacher for an 8th grade middle school class."
Ooh, brutal.
"And it's not easy.
No.
The kids are exhausting, crazy, and disrespectful. I'm assuming that being with them all day is a lot like working with Brooke, Jose, and Alexis."
Hey!
Yeah, I mean, that's not fair.
I do get in trouble a lot.
You guys forgot needy and whiny.
Oh. Do not put me in that group.
In fact,
group.
You have it
much.
Easy, sir. But thank you for all you do. And if you like the song, if you missed it, or if you want to share it with a favorite teacher that you have,
yes,
make sure you hit up our socials at Brooke and Jeffrey. It's on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram.
Yeah!
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke, you've been taking on a lot of first-time players recently,
mm-hmm,
but not today.
Oh, not today. Who's coming back?
You got a veteran coming back.
All right.
His name's Tyler from Tacoma. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Welcome back, man.
Have you missed us?
Oh, just I only missed this part so I can come and beat the crap out of you.
Wow, Tyler, aggressive this morning.
Yeah. Love it.
Tyler is 2-6 overall against you, so he does know how to win.
Wait, he's two, so he's won twice.
He's won twice. Yes, that's how scoring works.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, it's hard.
You don't add them, you don't subtract them.
I don't know.
They are just there.
Look at this.
So I'm 6-2.
Looking good for me today.
Yeah, it is looking good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're already in Brooke's head right now. We're going to send her out of the studio while that happens. Tyler, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when, you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Good luck, man. Here we go. Your time starts now. Today's National Bosses Day. What New Jersey rock star is known as the boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Originally created in the 1960s, what snack food is sold in packaging inspired by tennis ball containers?
Pringles.
The Elizabeth Tower in London holds what famous British monument?
Pat.
Which European car company owns Audi, Bugatti, Lamborghini, and Porsche?
Volkswagen.
Dr. Henry Walter Jones is the name of which famous action movie character?
Iron Man.
All right. Got those answers in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And I'm seeing something really cool on here, Tyler, that it says you once were on Wheel of Fortune.
I was.
Whoa.
How did that go?
It went really good. I won the episode in the very last round.
Wow.
Got to the bonus round, but changed my original vow at the last second and missed out on $45,000.
Oh, my God.
No.
What was the winning phrase or the winning word?
Bogged down.
Bogged down.
Oh.
I bet you've been bogged down ever since.
Yeah.
Hey, I won a Disney cruise out of it, so it was all good.
How is Pat Sajak?
Oh, very quick-witted. He was on his ball.
Good, good. You can tell he's done it before.
Yeah, that was another phrase that they put up on Wheel of Fortune later that day.
Ball.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He only has one.
All right, Jeff, get one ball out and get on it.
Here
okay?
we go. Let me channel my inner Pat Sajak. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Today is National Bosses Day. What New Jersey rock star is known as the boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Originally created in the 1960s, what snack food is sold in packaging inspired by tennis ball containers?
Pringles.
The Elizabeth Tower in London holds what famous British monument?
Big Ben.
Which European car company owns Audi, Bugatti, Lamborghini, and Porsche?
Volkswagen.
Dr. Henry Walter Jones is the name of which famous action movie character?
Iron Man.
All right, answers are in. Going to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose. Bolaños.
Wayne's World. Tyler, you got 3 correct, man. You know what you're doing.
Not too bad, not too bad.
Pretty good, fast pacing. I mean, you definitely know what you're doing. Brooke?
I don't know. Did I tie? Did I win?
Same amount of questions.
I didn't get that last one.
You did not.
No.
And you still got four. Oh!
I'm sorry, Tyler.
Bogged down again, Tyler.
Bogged down for the money.
Let's go over the answers here. Today's National Bosses Day. The New Jersey rock star who's known as the boss is Bruce Springsteen. Created in the 1960s, Pringles come in packages inspired by tennis ball containers. The Elizabeth Tower in London holds Big Ben. The European car company that owns Audi, Bugatti, Lamborghini, and Porsche, they're all owned by Volkswagen Group. Wow. And Dr. Henry Walter Jones is the name of Indiana Jones.
Oh. Yeah, Dr. Jones.
Makes sense. I was thinking superhero, sorry.
So, yeah, no, you both said Iron Man, by the way.
Tyler.
Yeah, he said it too.
Can't give you any money, but just for playing, even better than a Disney cruise, you win a $25 Applebee's gift card, my friend.
I can watch the commercial for the cruise.
Yeah.
There you go.
Take that, Pat Sajak.
I know Applebee's now has catering, and it says here in my notes that Brooke has actually offered to purchase Applebee's catering for everybody in the office today. Thanks, Brooke.
I did not.
Let's all chant her name so she can't deny it.
Yeah, Brooke.
He's doing it,
Brooke.
Tyler, you don't even work with us.
Hey, to get them free food, I'm doing it.
Tyler.
Get out of here, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler. You're welcome back on the show anytime.
Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
You too, man.
We love you, man.
We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.